This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, all across the USA and around the world. And on the second hour of our show this week, my first guest is Mark Summers. Mark was with Nickelodeon for a lot of years, the Food Network. He's been a friend of mine for ages, and he's going to be joining us talking about the reboot of Nickelodeon's Double Dare. Later on in the show, Mark McKinney and Lauren Ash will be joining us from NBC's Superstore, now in its new season. And then the man who founded the TV show, Two and a Half Men. What a great show. And then The Big Bang Theory. You talk about success. Lee Aronson will be chatting about a new movie that he's got coming out. And then we are going back to the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. And our second report of this week's show with Jennifer Jolly. And that's all coming up this hour. Is your business taking advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Back live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi Today. And our next guest is a longtime friend of ours. We were first met on the lot at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. And he has gone on to do great things in this business. Unfortunately, we don't talk too much. Last time I saw him, I think, was at the NAB convention in Las Vegas. But I will tell you one thing. He and I are the only two people who know who Bill Layton is. Joining us right now is Mark Summers. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Oh, Ron, I'm doing good. How's the family?
Everything's good here. How's Alice doing?
Alice is good. We just celebrated our 44th anniversary. Is that insane or what?
I know that. Mine's 45th coming up here in November. I started to think about that for a second. I had to give that some thought. Hey, congratulations. This couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Well, thank you. You know, we met back when I was doing this on the lot at Universal.
Yes.
And I used to come out and hang out in your studio over there and bonded back in the day. But, yeah, we're back doing it again. Hard to believe.
Oh, that's great. And if you don't know what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, Double Dare is back. It returned this past June 25th to the Nickelodeon. And Mark now is, you know, he's graduated from the host to now the executive producer and doing a lot of color commentary, which I think is great. I mean, it just ties two generations together, my friend.
Yeah, that's the cool part. You know, Liza Koshy, who is a YouTube star, is now the host of the show. I'm the announcer. I'm the exec producer, but I interact with her during physical challenges. And we're just there to have fun. You know, one thing that I was concerned about is keeping it pretty much the way it was. There was no reason to reinvent the wheel, and we've been able to do that. And the fun part for me is when the parents walk in, they're more excited than the kids because the kids haven't quite gotten up to date on what the show is just yet. And, you know, it was a generational thing. Kids grew up, they get off the bus, run home, and watch this program, and now they have kids the same age they were when they were watching the show. So it's very fun.
Well, I got to confess, I used to watch it, too, with my sons. And, you know, the best thing was when, you know, you got all messed up. I love that part of it because I know how you are, and I'm the same way about having everything copacetic in life. So that's the good to hear. This is terrific, though. Now, you do it out in California, right?
Yeah, this is the first time. We started in Philly, then we went to New York, back to Philly, then Orlando, and now we're in Los Angeles at the CBS lot on Radford, and we have a stage that's about 10 times the size of what we started with in Philly, and it's just really working out quite well. The audiences are loving it.
Now, you got some added delights here to this thing. Now, you're not only going to be on television, but you're connecting the fans on a kind of a on-the-road type thing with at Mall of America in Minneapolis. You're going to have an all-long gig there?
Yeah, well, Nickelodeon's had a presence there for a long time, and Double Dare will have a presence there for a while, and they're talking about possibly taking this thing back out on the road or around the country as well. So, you know, it's like deja vu all over again, Ron, where, you know, stuff I did when I was 34 years old, I'm now doing at age 66, and, you know, who would have thought?
Yeah. You know, I read someplace, Mark, that you were kind of taken back by all of these reboots of classic shows, and that you just kind of sat back and you waited for the call to come to reboot Double Dare, and it came.
Well, I actually helped motivate that because when I saw that Nickelodeon was bringing back a show called Blue's Clues and another one called Clarissa Explains It All, I just sent an email to the execs and said, hey, am I getting the next phone call? And I woke up 2 weeks later, and there was an email at 6:45 in the morning that said, could you give us a call today? I did, and here we are now shooting new episodes. So I think a lot of it has to be motivated. Whether they were thinking about it without my motivation or not, I'll never know. But the opening line on the phone call was, your persistence has paid off. So here we are.
Well, your persistence always pays off. I mean, you are, you know, a man to be reckoned with, as they say in this business. The human hamster wheel is going to be there. The classic gigantic mouth. The ringer. The iconic Double Dare nose. I don't want to, you know, upstage this thing, Mark, but are you going to be at any time a little bit messy like the old days?
Yes. Absolutely. You know, here's the thing. When a parent who grew up watching the show is out with their kid and they win on the obstacle course, or even if they don't, they're sitting there dripping with green slime, whipped cream, and God knows what other substances, and the first thing they want to do is hug me. And you know what? I love that. That's fantastic. The fact they feel comfortable enough, warm enough, and that they want to do it, what am I going to say? No? Of course I'm going to do it. And so it's interesting. You know, back in the day when this show first started, I had obsessive compulsive disorder, but I had not been diagnosed, so I didn't know what that feeling was. Well, you know that I was hosting a show on Lifetime, came out on national TV live, talked about it, then went on Oprah, the Today Show, God knows what other places, and discussed this, and got help. Got behavior therapy and was on medication for a while, no longer. And now that I know what it is, I always say that you're not 100% cured. I'm about 82% cured. So, yeah, it's much better, and I don't have to deal with the craziness that I once did.
Well, I have a philosophy on that, and that is, and of course, I'm in the same situation. Everybody else is wrong. Everybody else is messy. I am okay. There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with me at all. Hey, Mark, tell us about On Your Mark. That intrigues me.
On Your Mark. On Your Mark is a documentary that we shot. I was doing a one-man show first in Bloomington, Indiana, and somebody came to me and said, can I shoot the behind-the-scenes of this and do a documentary? And initially I thought, well, that's not a very good idea. They finally convinced me after turning him down three times. And so while we were doing the one-man show, this documentary was being put together. And we took it out for some test launches last October in about eight cities. It did well. We have somebody who's interested, but they have asked us to re-edit it, so we just did. We're going to test it in the Adirondack Theater Festival, so just in about a week or so, and get the newest reaction, and then hopefully we'll get it sold, and you'll be able to watch it on your TVs around the country. But, yeah, it's interesting between the one-man show and certainly the documentary, and I know you love live performing. You're still out singing, doing the big band stuff, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, we've been doing it. We've had a great time with it. I appreciate you mentioning that. It's a lot of fun. We do all the songs you and I grew up on, and it's fun. I mean, you know, I give you an enormous amount of credit because a lot of the things you do on TV doesn't have an immediate response, like some of the stuff on the Food Network. But, you know, there's nothing like that live reaction that you get when doing a television show or out there being what you do.
It's Sue, you know, you and I have similar backgrounds in that one of our dearest friends was Ed McMahon, and you were actually in business with him. I was just friends with him. But, you know, those kind of performers who kind of had to do it all, they were announcers, they were hosts, they could do news. It's sort of a dying breed. You know, now you have to specialize in one thing or another. And you and I are dinosaurs in this industry, but we keep moving forward and we keep working.
Well, I think it's more fun that way. When we first started in radio, I know that you had to do everything from being a disc jockey to emptying waste paper baskets and everything. But, you know, you learn from the ground up. You mentioned Ed. It's been 9 years this past June 23rd that we lost Ed.
Really?
But I watch on Antenna TV The Tonight Show with Johnny and Ed every night. And the other night, and I love the show, the classic with you and Burt Reynolds.
Absolutely. Man. That was a crazy night.
That was a crazy night indeed. But you handled it with grace because he can be a little intimidating.
It's been an interesting career for him, that's for sure.
No doubt. October 6th, 1986 was the premiere of Double Dare on Nickelodeon. Ran from 86 to 93 under the reins of the hosting duties of our friend Mark Summers. And Mark, do you mind passing the torch to Lisa these days?
No, you know, Liza Koshy is doing a great job. You know, it was time. Certainly, could I have done it? Yes. Would it have made sense? You know, she talks the talk and walks the walk of this particular generation. So I think we're able to blend the old and the new with me standing on the side there talking to her and interacting for the parents. And I'm still throwing that joke or two every day that they watch. And that was the fun. I would walk down the street wherever we were doing the show back in the day, and people would say, grown-up-wise, I watch every day for that one thing you do for us. And we're still doing that. I mean, I made a John Travolta Gotti joke the other day, which, you know, the kids didn't know, but the parents laughed. So, you know, we're keeping it pretty much the same, but with a younger host and a different point of view a little bit, I'd say.
I never forgot the time when you stopped by my house, and my sons, who watched you as a child, they said, that's Mark Summers. And I said, yeah, I know that. And he said, but he's in our house. I said, I know that, too. I mean, it was like Elvis entered, you know what I'm saying, Mark? You know?
We had some great summer nights sitting up there in that patio, man. I got to tell you, I reminisce about that and think about that all the time. Those are great times.
That's nice of you to think so, Mark. Hey, wait, you're coming back down to Florida. You're going to be down here shortly?
I'm hoping to get back down there. I haven't been down to Florida. I go to Miami once a year for South Beach Food and Wine, but I haven't been to Orlando in years. But rumor is that we could be down there in the next 3 to 6 months. So you know I will be calling you, and we will be hanging out.
We will be hanging out. The wine and the martinis are ready. The back porch is clean. And we'll be on to our next story of the days gone by.
I love it.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much. Give my best to Alice. Congratulations on yet another accomplishment in your career, and that is Double Dare return to Nickelodeon with the executive producer and color commentary and our longtime friend, Mark Summers. Mark, thank you, my friend.
You be well. We'll talk soon.
Okay, look forward to it. Good luck to you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mark Summers has been our guest, been a friend of mine for a long time, and love when he's on the show, and he hasn't been on enough lately, I'll be honest with you. And he's right. Our backgrounds do parallel each other. Want to remind everybody that you can check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get to the homepage, all you need to do is click on the little icon that says play, and you'll hear our latest show on demand 24/7, and that includes the one that you are listening to right now. Also, there's an icon that represents the Facebook page, and if you hit that, you and I could be friends on Facebook. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. Well, I knew the show was going to be a hit when it first came out because it just had all the ingredients and the right people for it, and that is the case. Thursday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC, it's called Superstar. Superstore. We got two superstars from Superstore joining us on the show right now, Mark McKinney and Lauren Ash. Lauren, Mark, welcome to the show, and congratulations on the success of Superstore from two superstars. You know, I got to be honest with you. When I first saw the premise, I said, this is great, but how are they going to get a bunch of episodes out of this? And you've done it. I mean, you have really captured the chaos and confusion that goes on a box store.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, I feel like there's unlimited possibilities. You know, we have such a great cast. We have such a great, you know, expanding cast. With every season, we add more, you know, characters into the mix. And yeah, it's been really fun to get to see all the different ways the different characters interact with each other, with customers.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of possibilities.
Yeah, I'm not any good in math, Ron, but I believe that if you multiply the various permutations of having seven cast characters and four support, that it's probably in the hundreds.
Probably.
Situations.
But you guys aren't strangers. You both work together. I mean, you're both from Canada, but did you not both work on Spun Out?
Yes, we did.
But not on the same day.
Not on the same day,
That's
no.
right. But actually, here's a fun fact. Mark McKinney taught me an improv workshop that he doesn't remember.
I do, because it was Bob Martin brought
me
to Second
remember.
City. Yeah.
Well, but you don't remember me.
I don't specifically remember you.
I didn't stand out.
You probably did. I remember being intimidated because you guys were really good at improv, and I'd basically forgotten how to do it by that point.
But there you go, circa 2003.
2003. 2004, 2005.
Gosh.
It was after Slings and Arrows.
Sorry to
interrupt
this forever.
Would you like us to sing the Canadian National Anthem?
No, you really don't need me. I'm getting a little tear here with all this memory stuff here going on. I'm just starting to get... I love these roles, okay? Now, Lauren, you are the corporate person. You're an HR manager. And, Mark, your role is a confused store manager, which I won't mention the name of the store that I go to, but it's certainly... Your character is there, the guy that has the bicycle and can't figure out what the price is and, you know, has to go to everybody in the world. This is done very, very well. Did you spend a lot of time in a big box store just getting down these people that are so accurately portrayed by both of you?
I think, well, the character that of Glenn sort of just kind of came to me out of the blue when I read the script. And I did start hanging around big box stores a bit after I knew that I was going to be doing this. And... like you, I found a guy, like, right around the corner from where we're speaking to you from, a manager of a grocery store, who is totally 100% Glenn. Cheery and really super helpful and maybe not that on the ball.
Yeah. When I found out that you were, both of you were being part of this show, I thought to myself, well, this has got to be a hit because of all of the background that you bring to the show. I mean, Mark, Less Than a Kid, where you won a Canadian Comedy Award for the best directing on the series, and Third Rock from the Sun on TV, and films including Saddest Music in the World, and of course your appearances on Wanted Large, and the executive producer on Picnic Face, and the very lovely Lauren, who was Comedy Central series Another Period, and ABC Super Fun Night on the film side, Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, Scare Tactics, The Ron James Show. Unbelievable credentials that you bring to this, and as I mentioned before, both from Canada. I guess, Lauren, you won a Canadian Comedy Person of the Year award.
I was nominated. I did not win, but I was nominated three times. So I feel like if you get nominated three times, that's basically a win.
No, that is a win.
Lauren, what you got to do is just tell people you won. I mean, just
you know what? You're right. Nobody's going to fact check this.
Yeah.
And if they did, that's their fault. You
that's
know?
Exactly.
Actually,
right.
She was named Canadian Comedy Person of the Century.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And
wow.
There's a statue of her outside the Parliament buildings in Ottawa.
Yep.
Improvising.
Yeah. Check it out.
I think we do need a Canadian theme now, Mark. I think this is the place where we put it. This is exactly the spot where we put it. Saturday Night Live. How long were you on there, Mark?
I was there twice. I was there as an apprentice writer, my very first job, paying job anyway, in show business. And then after I did a show called Kids in the Hall back in Canada, I went there as a performer for 3 years.
Is it tough to write comedy for somebody else when you are so apt at being able to do it yourself? It's like a songwriter's got this beautiful voice. He writes a song, and then, you know, somebody like, I don't want to mention a name, but somebody that doesn't have a good voice sings it.
Yes, you've actually put your name. It was very hard to write for other people.
Yeah.
I never really got good at either being a writer or performer on SNL, but I really loved my time there.
As an HR director on the show, Lauren, do you have any HR experience? And if you don't, that probably works very, very well for the show.
Yeah, no, I actually don't have any HR experience, but I did work in a store much like Cloud Nine in high school. It was called Zellers in Belleville, Ontario, Canada. I worked in the footwear department, and then I was a cashier. So I spent three of my formative years in a store quite like this. So that definitely helped lend itself to being a part of Superstore for sure.
I'm not sure. I think the last time we talked to the stars from the show, which was part of the first season, they actually said that the filming takes place in a store during business hours. Is that correct?
We shot the pilot in a functional Kmart in Burbank while, you know, customers were walking around, and they would ask us where stuff was. We'd have to say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't work here, I'm an actor. They would respond, it's L.A., everyone's an actor. but once we got picked up for more episodes, they did build us a store at Universal Studios on a few sound stages. Just the pilot that was shot in the functional store.
Is that not an oxymoron, a functioning Kmart?
I was going to say something, but I didn't want to get in touch with people there. Killers.
I can say, you can't say it because you're promoting the show, but I can say it.
Right.
I can do it. It's so relatable. I think this is the success of the show. It's so relatable to find people like you in the episodes that are real life people from the standpoint of what you see every day. Now, out of curiosity, though, did you, when you went into this, knowing that the vast experience that you've had, when you read it, and this is where I think the acting and the talent really shows. Could you see the show? I mean, could you feel it? Because a lot, I sound like Barbara Walters asking this question, but a lot of times you know what it's like after you've seen it. A viewer say, I can relate to this, but when you're reading it, it's something entirely different. This had to be something that you actually could probably see from experience in these kind of stores.
Yeah, you know, when I read the pilot script, I immediately said, this show, I can't believe this show doesn't already exist.
Right.
It's such an easy concept to explain to people. It's such an easy concept to get on board with. And also, yeah, I totally saw what it looked like in my head, and I thought to myself, you know what, this show is going to get picked up. It's going to run for 7 seasons. And so far, I mean, we just got picked up for season 5 yesterday. So far, my premonition has been correct. And I think I'm going to see it through to the full 7.
I think I'm with Lauren. I think Lauren's right about everything.
That's nice.
Yeah. Well, I'm also doing background work for Glenn.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
You guys are great. Lauren Ash and Mark McKinney, who play, of course, Glenn and Dina on the show Superstar, Thursday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC. Guys, congratulations. I hope that you do 10 seasons. Heck with the 7 stuff, Lauren. Let's go for the
goal,
okay?
You're right.
Hey, thanks for
joining.
You're great.
Listen to Ron.
You are great guests. Please join us again, and congratulations, and good luck on the new season.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. What a great couple. I mean, really. I mean, I don't know if they're a couple, but a great cohorts, let's say. Lauren Ash and Mark McKinney from Superstore. Thursday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC. And we're going to pause momentarily, not long, so stick around. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 10 people are dead after intense storms struck the southern United States on Saturday. Thunderstorms and tornadoes knocked out power to more than 267,000 customers from Arkansas to Ohio. Tornadoes will be a threat this weekend in Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia. This Alabama resident describes a storm in his neighborhood.
Man, just a tornado just came through, just wiped everything out.
Meanwhile, ice is going to be a problem for many from eastern Michigan to northern New York. NATO says two U.S. soldiers were killed and two others wounded by a roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan. The NATO-led military command issued a statement on Saturday saying the troops were on patrol when their armored vehicle hit an improvised explosive device. The Pentagon is not yet releasing the names of the service members involved until their families can be notified. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership, competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And we're nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. I'm very excited to talk to our next guest. He has certainly changed the landscape of television in the 80s, 90s, into the 21st century. He's kind of like the modern-day Norman Lear. He really has had a ton of success with shows like The Love Boat and Charles in Charge, Who's the Boss, Sybil. Huge hit, co-created Two and a Half Men, and of course The Big Bang Theory, which is still so popular, as they all are. Actually, I watch Two and a Half Men like six times a day, and he's got a new movie out that I'm very anxious to talk to him about. Joining us right now is Lee Aronson. Hi, Lee. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Ron. Good to be here.
Well, I didn't mean to make it such a lengthy introduction, but I wanted to give you the credit that you actually deserve, because I did that one time with Steve Allen, and he said, geez, Ron, sounds like an obituary, and I didn't mean it sounded like that. But
well, I think you give me a little too much credit. I've been a part of a lot of great shows. I didn't do them single-handedly, and, you know, Two and a Half Men I did co-create. The others I wrote or produced or contributed to in other ways. And it's been an honor and a pleasure to be part of so many great shows. But I can't take that much credit for them.
Well, I have to tell you, what I said about watching it is absolutely true. You know, I'm a big proponent of not watching or hearing a joke over and over and over again. Okay, I get mad at my sons because they watch Superman like 17 times, or of course I do that with The Godfather. But when it comes to Two and a Half Men, where you know the punchlines, you know everything else, and you still watch it, is proof in the pudding that that is a very well-written, well-produced show. I mean, it just works. It had the right chemistry, the right lines, everything.
Well, thank you. I have to admit that I'm very proud of the first few seasons of that show. When I come across them on television, I'll stop and watch them.
Oh, yeah.
And I know them as well as anybody, but they still make me laugh.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And there's a girl on Criminal Minds that played one of the episodes, and she did a comedic part in Two and a Half Men, and now doing a really great job as a dramatic actress. It just showed how you were able to take these different elements from actors and actresses and make them work. But let's talk about your latest venture. This is something that really is up my alley, because I'm a singer, so I really get into this type of thing. 40 Years in the Making, the Magic Music Movie. That's the name of it, my friends. And this stemmed from a little bit of, I guess, the good old days, if you will. Explain that, Lee, because I love what you've done here.
Well, when I was a wee lad, I was a college student in 1972 at the University of Colorado in Boulder. I ran into a group of hippie musicians who would come down from the mountains and set up on the campus lawn and play these beautiful songs with guitars, mandolin, flute, tablas, all acoustic, and sang beautiful harmonies. You know, it was something very, very special. I became an immediate fan. And I go to see them wherever they played around Boulder, and then they disappeared. And never heard from them again. They never put out a record. And for, you know, 40 years, I had nothing but these songs in my head that I would sing to myself. And when I had kids, I'd sing them to my kids.
Wow.
But there was no way to listen to them, and I never knew what happened to them. So I decided to find out what happened to them. And I did. That's how it's an incredibly interesting story. Stuff happened in tracking them down and getting them back together again that I couldn't have possibly anticipated. But it was an incredible experience and turned into what people think is a pretty interesting movie.
How many were there, and how difficult was it to track them down, Lee?
Well, there were probably seven people in and out of the band that I tried to reach. There was one that had passed away. One was estranged from everybody else because of a drug deal gone bad 40 years ago. One was resenting something else that had happened many years ago. It's just like any other group of people, you know. But their connection was very strong. A lot of them were still in touch with each other. So once I found one, it was fairly easy to track down a lot of the rest of them. And the greatest thing was I found out that they had a collection of tracks, about 40 tracks, that they'd recorded back in the 70s but never released. So I used this music to score the film, music that had been lost and never heard, but was 40 years old, and we're also putting out the soundtrack along with the film.
Well, I went online and I listened to it, and I really was blown away. You mentioned about the flute. There's a great flute part in one of the songs, but it reminded me of like a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Yeah.
Very clean sound.
You can call them Crosby, Stills, and Tull, you know?
Yeah. You know, rewind back to the 70s, mid-70s. You know, everything was Casey and the Sunshine Band and Gloria Gaynor. That was the disco thing. So I'm sure record producers at that time, being involved with the music business as I have been, is, you know, if it's not trendy, they don't want to take a chance at it. Now, once it becomes established, that's a different story. But actually, the kind of music that is on this is reflective of the late 60s when it was kind of a more pure sound. I'm amazed that they didn't go further, but thanks to you, they are. And that's what's cool about this. Now, do you profile you in this and how you got to know these guys up what is referred to as the Boulder Revolution?
Yeah, I'm part of the film. I really wanted it to be their story, not mine. But, you know, inevitably, it became a little bit of my story, too. Because, you know, it wasn't like they were just sitting around as a group waiting for me to come film them. I had to find them and I had to convince them to, you know, to play together again and bring them back to Boulder because they're scattered all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And bring them back to Boulder for a reunion concert.
Are they going to go on the road? I mean, are they so hyped up about now their newly found success, deservingly so after 40 years? Are they going to regroup permanently?
Well, I think that depends on how, you know, whether the movie gets, you know, gets seen and whether the soundtrack gets heard and played.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're doing a gig in Denver, along with the release of the film, later in August, I think August 17th. And, you know, we'll see what happens after that.
Well, you're talking about putting the band back together again. And what's funny is that normally, you know, bands, groups, singers, whatever the case may be, they have hit records and then they go into the movie business. This happened kind of in reverse fashion. Now, I want to make note of the fact for everybody listening that it opens in Los Angeles and New York, and then it's everywhere, including video on demand, correct, Lee?
Yeah.
Where did you film it? Did you go back to Utah to do it?
I filmed in Boulder, Colorado, and I also filmed around the country in the places where these guys live now. We went to Carson City, Nevada, Martha's Vineyard, Birmingham, Alabama. So we were all over the place.
I don't know what made me say Utah for some reason. Of course, Boulder, Colorado. I guess I got Utah on my mind. I don't know why. That's a good song. Utah on my mind. That could be one of their songs.
Yeah.
All of these, Lee, are original that they do, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the soundtrack's going to be released on September 14th. I think there's one song that's out to the radio this week called Bright Sun, Bright Rain.
Cool.
That if you can play it, you really should play it.
I will.
It's a marvelous song that hasn't been heard in 40 years.
In the time we have left, I would be remiss. One short Charlie Sheen story, Lee.
One short Charlie Sheen story. There is no such thing as a short Charlie Sheen story.
Okay, I'll leave you off the hook on that.
I will say, you know, contrary to his public persona, for most of the time that I worked with him, Charlie was a consummate professional,
yeah.
A lovely man, and extremely talented. You know, something happened near the end there that concerned us all, but he was not. I couldn't have done 9 years of a show with somebody who was what he appears to be to the public.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, and I believe that, too, because he is a talented man. Well, we are excited for you, Lee. The name of the movie is 40 Years in the Making, The Magic Music Movie.
You can go to magicmusicmovie.com, learn all about it, yes.
Lee, this has been a real pleasure for me talking with you, and I invite you to come back anytime. We'd love to chat about other projects that you have.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Lee. Lee Aronson, responsible for so many television shows over the past 30 years. 40 Years in the Making, The Magic Music Movie, out in theaters and everywhere as we speak. Good premise for a movie. From the man who changed the landscape of the television business, as we mentioned earlier, Lee Aronson. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
worldwide and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. And this segment of the show, we are going back to the Hard Rock in Las Vegas, Nevada for the Great Consumer Electronics Show. And joining us right now is the host of The Last Gadget Standing, our friend Jennifer Jolly. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I wish you were here with me. It's not the same without you, but, you know, I'm doing my best to hold down the fort.
More than 57 football fields filled with new gadgets. Tell us about what's going on right now.
4,500 companies, 180,000 people. But I've been here since Saturday night covering all kinds of crazy things, getting a lot of first hands-on looks. Robots. I've seen a flying car concept. I've seen bendy, foldy, flippy screens in every shape and size. But the tech that we need and use the most, well, some of that's getting really significant upgrades, too. So why don't we start with that? Samsung just unveiled its swanky new Galaxy Chromebook, and man, is it a beauty. The aluminum body is less than a half an inch thick. It weighs just a hair over 2 pounds, but features the very best 4K AMOLED display with the power to take photos and dual cameras built right into a little laptop, because this laptop is so small, sleek, light, and dare I say sexy, you're going to stick it in your purse or a backpack and have it on the go with you. It's built for productivity and entertainment, but it offers an immersive experience in a really compact, portable, ultra-sleek design. This expected out first quarter of this year around the $1,000 mark.
That's unbelievable. When you think about the old style, and that was even technology that we couldn't believe, and then compare it to how small things have gotten today and better quality, it's fascinating to me. You mentioned robots. I'm interested in this. I've heard a lot about robots. People are saying that these are going to be in the homes very soon.
Well, robot, you can summon robot to the rescue, and he'll zoom in, balanced on two wheels, with a, which I think is maybe the best robot concept I've ever seen, at least one of the most practical. Very cute, getting a ton of attention here. It's one of those gadgets everybody wants, so we're loving to play with that.
Jennifer, what do these robots look like? I mean, I remember as a kid watching the Jetsons, and, you know, they had a thing that looked like, I don't know what it looked like. It looked half human and half robot. What do these things look like?
Well, this robot in particular is, he has a little Charmin bear face on the front, and then he balances on two wheels. The whole thing is, oh gosh, about the size of a small dinner plate, and it's more of a fun, funny concept at this point.
Yeah.
We've also seen Lovat's robot with a camera embedded on his head. I went hands-on with him last year. That company's back. He's getting a lot of buzz this year. We're seeing robot dogs, robot cats. So they come in all kinds of different form factors. Some of them are more for business applications. A lot of them, though, are trying to figure out how to best help serve in the home.
Yeah. Now, we talk about artificial intelligence. You hear that all the time, artificial intelligence. What is artificial intelligence, and how would it affect us?
Well, AI, artificial intelligence, it is a gadget's ability to sense and change in real time how it's operating to best serve you. That's maybe the best way to kind of sum it up in a really easily understandable way. So in terms of how we're looking at how that's going to affect us, we're seeing things like smart home tech. Tinico's cordless smart home vacuum. It's the Flora One S3, what they just unveiled here today. It's a wet-dry combo smart vacuum. And the way the AI works, it's got all these sensors and scanners. It can detect and figure out exactly what kind of surface it's on and what kind of stain, dirt, mud, milk, whatever it might be that's spilled on that hard surface. And it will adjust the vacuum and the water and the wash systems and suction power in real time as it's figuring that out. That's how it uses its artificial intelligence.
Uh-huh.
But depending on the type of surface and exactly what it needs to clean up, it adjusts itself specifically for that. Another way we're seeing AI at use for the home here is in Samsung's Family Hub refrigerator. It's got AI-equipped cameras that can identify the food that you put in your refrigerator. The idea is that the cameras can scan what's inside, let you know when you're running out of milk or other must-haves, or even suggest what to cook based on what's in the fridge. Samsung says Family Hub for 2020 can help you plan meals, share video messages, and manage your smart home more streamlined and personalized than ever. And this is great right here. They say, will allow you to spend less time preparing your meals and more time enjoying them. And that's a big trend this year. Gadget makers are saying, hey, how can we make tech less intrusive, less annoying, and more helpful? And I'm actually seeing a lot of brain power go into that this year.
You got a prototype gadget, too, that makes you find the strongest person on the planet. What's the use for that once you find this person?
Well, there's a prototype exoskeleton that Delta is showing off that's applicable to baggage handlers. So they put on this exoskeleton, and it makes them so strong that they can lift up, you know, do their jobs, repetitive motion with lifting and moving all kinds of luggage without the stress and strain of their body. So it'll start with baggage handlers, then we can see it going across other applications. The other really big trend here this year are more connected health devices. Seeing that category absolutely explode, especially as there are more people turning the age 65, 10,000 people a day across the country turn 65, high numbers of people. So a lot of energy is being spent figuring out how can we help people age in place better at home, how can we better care for aging loved ones. And one of the biggest explosions in that category is with hearing aids. Phonak's new Virto Black, I've got that actually in my ear right now. It's how I'm speaking with you, how I'm hearing you. It's the world's first connected hearing aid that looks like an earbud. You're actually meant to see it because it's really cool looking. It's not your grandfather's really old-fashioned big hearing aid by any stretch. It connects to a Bluetooth phone, tablet, TV, even can pair with a device that your partner can wear on a lanyard around their neck so that you can hear your partner's voice streamed directly to your ears. Fantastic for an environment where there's a lot of background noise.
And this proves one thing, and that is there are no parameters for what can be done in the future, and that's what's exciting. Jennifer, excellent report. Looking forward to having you back and giving us another update. And keep everything in order while I'm not there, okay?
Thank you so much. I think of you and miss you as I'm pounding the pavement out here at CES.
Great. We'll chat with you soon, Jennifer, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Jennifer Jolly has been our guest, and she is at the CES show that's going on, the Computer Electronics Show, at the fabulous Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The truck or boat look faded or perhaps has some minor surface scratches. Painting a vehicle is very expensive and permanent. That's why I recommend SignZoo. SignZoo is the nation's premier vinyl design and wrap company. A 3M vinyl wrap can outlive a painted vehicle by years, and it can be removed at any time without damaging the original finish. Licensed, insured, the best warranty in the business, and over 20 years experience is just a few reasons to choose SignZoo. Whether a wrap to promote your business or change the color of your car, RV, truck, or boat, a vinyl wrap is less expensive and more versatile than paint. And remember, SignZoo services the country nationwide. For your convenience, visit their website today at signzoo.com. That's signzoo.com. And get ready for a brand new look. That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today. We want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. And our guests include B.J. Thomas, Howie Mandel, Colin Donnell, and Nick Gulfis from Chicago Med. Albert Lawrence, correspondent of ours over at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Also want to thank Mark Summers, Mark McKinney, and Lauren Bush from Superstore, producer and innovator of television, Lee Aronson, and Jennifer Jolly, who's also out to the CSE convention in Las Vegas. Well, we'll be looking for your company to come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.